AM 1570 FM 104.5 WYTI in Rocky Mount, Virginia. Earl Van Shelton in the air chair with you. And we're on a Thursday. Yes, it is the 29th day of November 2018. Mostly sunny for the rest of the afternoon, a high around 50. A chance of rain mainly after midnight, otherwise mostly cloudy, a low of 37. And then for your Friday, a chance of rain mainly before noon, otherwise mostly cloudy, with a high of 57 degrees. In Rocky Mount, we have 45. WYTI, your official weather checking station for Rocky Mount and Franklin County. And it is 1:22, and I am happy to have in the studio with me Ms. Kay Salibi, and she is the Executive Director for Helping Hands in Franklin County. They are a nonprofit organization providing financial assistance to meet the emergency needs of its citizens. Kay, how are you this afternoon?
I'm fine.
It's a pleasure to have you in the studio, and we want to talk a little bit about the local charity. Tell us a little bit more about Helping Hands and exactly what it does.
Well, let me take you back. I'm a retired school teacher, and when I was asked to be on the board of Helping Hands after I retired, I had no idea there was a charity called Helping Hands. It just wasn't on my radar. So I decided to go ahead and accept, and I came on the board and learned a lot about what Helping Hands does. Basically, we provide emergency assistance for people, mostly utilities, their AEP bill, their water bill, that sort of thing, or rent assistance. But we do a whole lot more than that, too. And as I started on the board and then became chairman of the board, I began to learn more and more about what this charity does. Sam Campbell was the director before me, and he retired in the middle of 2018, and I took over for him in May, and then I began to really learn what this charity does as I became the director. Basically, a lot of people think that Helping Hands is a Band-Aid charity, that we help someone along a little bit and just to get through the month. And in a lot of cases, that's true. We are, but Band-Aids are very important. We have a lot of families, single parents, who live on a very tight budget. And if something in their lives gets upset just a little bit, they have a medical bill, they have a car payment, or a car repair payment, or they have something that upsets their life family-wise, then they get behind in their bills. And we're there to give literally a helping hand. What we do is they make an appointment, they come in, they bring their overdue bill or rent, and we will pay $150 toward that. That doesn't seem like a lot, but we also, when it's necessary, we will help them reach out to other organizations. The Salvation Army and several other churches we work with and other organizations to see if we can come up with the rest of that money toward their bill. And we try to get it down as much as possible, and then they're responsible for the rest of it. So it is basically a helping hand. A lot of our clients we see one time, and we never see them again. They just needed to help over that problem in their life. Now, some of our clients we do see more often. They may be older people who are on a fixed income that can't quite make it all the time, or someone who has lost their job that's struggling. But most of our clients are good, hardworking people that just need a little help.
Little help. Is there any one particular time of the year, Kay, that you guys see an increase where folks need help, or is it pretty much averaged out throughout the year?
It varies. We don't really know from one week to the next week who we're going to see. Right now, we are seeing a lot of customers. I would say probably, obviously, winter is when we see most of our customers, because in winter we also pick up fuel assistance. So we are also trying to help with heating oil. So we do that also. We will help sometimes with medical bills. Mm-hmm. So we basically, it's a case by case thing, but most of our assistance goes for electric bills and rent. That's the bulk of it.
You mentioned, Kay, that a lot of the times you folks reach out to churches and other organizations. How else is Helping Hands funded? Is it the general public? Can they make donations?
Absolutely. We are funded through churches. Mm-hmm. A bulk of our funding comes from donations from churches, mm-hmm. donations from individuals. We do get money from a couple of grants. A large grant we get from the county of Franklin. We get a grant from the town of Rocky Mount. We've applied this year for the charity home tour that will have the 2019, and we've been accepted, so mm-hmm. that will help a lot. So that's how we get the bulk of our money. One of our problems this year was that we lost a significant funding source. Mm-hmm. That was $15,000.
Wow.
For a small charity. We are a small charity, but we're a mighty charity.
Absolutely.
But $15,000 is a large portion of our budget. So when we lost that funding, and it was funding that several other nonprofits in the community lost their funding through this organization also. So that was a big blow to us.
That hurts.
I think it was the second day I was on the job, I found out we had lost that funding.
Wow.
What a way to start.
No.
So we have been desperately trying to make that money up. We've done some fundraisers. We've gone out and looked for some money in other sources, and we're continuing to do that. But right now, that has really put us behind financially. So we are looking for donations.
And if someone is out there listening, whether it be a big corporation or just an individual, because, you know, just sitting here thinking, either yourself or someone you know has used an organization like Helping Hands, and without this type of funding or this type of help, there's a lot of people that would you know, go without lights, go without heat, go without or maybe lose their homes even. You guys just are super with helping out. So if someone is out there listening and they would like to make a donation, again, whether it be a small or large business or individual, how do they do that? What do they do?
They can do it a couple of ways. You can go to our website, which is www.helpinghandsfc.com, and you can make a donation online. Mm-hmm. Or they can send a check to Helping Hands, Post Office Box 429, Rocky Mount, Virginia.
Okay, that's P.O. Box 429, mm-hmm. Rocky Mount, Virginia. And this is simply helping Rocky Mount, the town of Rocky Mount, and Franklin County, correct?
Yes.
So your money stays here.
It stays here.
And it is
most
tax deductible.
Most of our money comes from here, and it stays here.
Here. And it's tax deductible, the donations.
It is.
I tell you, it's a great organization, and you know it's that time of the year when giving, it's all about giving. So again, no matter how small the donation may be or how large, Helping Hands can definitely use it, and you can rest assured that that money will be used to help people out. And I like the fact that you said, you know, it just touched my heart that a lot of the times you see people only one time, and I'm almost willing to bet that when those people, if they ever get back up on their feet, they turn around and try to help out. Do you ever see that? They come back and say, I want to do something to help out?
Yes. We are going to have a booth at Welcome Back to a Franklin County Christmas. Come home to a Franklin County Christmas. We usually do like a bake sale that night.
Right.
And we do pull in money, but I do it mostly for exposure. And that's where a lot of times as people pass by, they go, oh, you helped me out once, and they will donate back. And I'll see that a lot.
That's incredible. Yeah. That makes you feel good.
Yes.
Kay, you folks do a wonderful job over there. Is there give me your website address?
Mm-hmm. It's www.helpinghandsfc.com.
Okay. Anything else you want to add to the folks listening?
No, except for maybe this. Some, you know, everybody tells me, Kay, you need a story to tell of an individual that you have helped. And I said, you know what? I don't have a story. Everybody's story is important. And when they come in, we focus on that person's story. That person's story is what's important at that moment. Now, I could tell you stories about a young lady who came in who was running from a domestic situation and needed a place to stay until she could find somewhere else with her daughter. And we provided her with a place to stay until she could make arrangements. The police call me many times where people are stranded. They're even just passing through, but they're stranded. They've run out of gas. They don't have money for food. So we will provide that. And excuse me. And it's just the story of all the people who come in that have families that are trying their very best to make it and just get behind.
And, you know, I can looking into your eyes as you tell the story. Of course, that's the unfortunate thing about radio. They can't see you. But let me tell the story. I can tell, Kay, that you do this with heart, that each story touches you in a different way and makes you the person you are today, which is great.
Well, and I have the most incredible volunteers that come in and are so dedicated to our mission that I couldn't do it without them.
How many people are we talking about?
I have about 15 volunteers.
15 volunteers that help out. That is wonderful. Again, it's www.helpinghandsfc.com. Mm-hmm. Or is it helpinghandsfc.com?
HelpingHandsFC. The letter FC for Franklin County. It comes right after Helping Hands. Another thing is I'm really trying to get together some gift certificates for my volunteers for Christmas just to tell them how much I appreciate. So if you're a business out there that can give a $30 gift certificate, you know, let me know.
Absolutely. Can we give out your number?
Yes. We are open, and I guess I should tell you this. We're open on Tuesdays and Thursdays we see clients from 9 to 12. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, we're located in the Step Building. And the phone number is 483-2387.
All right. Kay Salibi in the air chair this afternoon talking about Helping Hands. Of course, it's Christmas time. Write out those checks. Donate to the charity because that money will stay in Franklin County and you're going to help someone. It's going to make you feel good. There's no doubt about it. Kay, thank you so much for your time and stopping by this afternoon.
Thank you so much.
135.